This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. A constant stream of news about turmoil in financial markets and lockdowns across the world can get pretty heavy. So how about a little relief in the form of an at-home wine tasting?
You normally can see colour by looking at it over a bit of white thing like this. I've used a bloody jar, some absolute obvious idiot.
Well, that was me pouring a bit of white into my glass last night as Gus Gluck, co-founder of Quality Wines in central London, poured over the wine's tasting notes. Gus's wine bar is now closed, but his retail shop is still open, at least for now. So, in addition to selling full bottles of wine, Gus is also selling sample sizes of reds and whites for about 10 bucks each, and he's leading tasting sessions on Instagram in the evenings. He says not only does it help distract people from what's going on, but keeps the business up been running too.
We had a lot of customers come in. They were really worried about us as people and how we were going to carry on. But they were also really just upset that they couldn't go to a bar and have someone just like open bottles of wine and tell them about it. So a couple of people did ask, like, is there any way you could do tastings at home in any capacity? And I was just like, let me have a think. And because we are a shop, we've got all these like jars of things. Like we make jam like once a year and we had loads of jam jars left. So I was like, okay, well maybe I can just do tasters and see if people seem like they want to do it. So that's how it kind of really started. And then last night, 400 people joined to actually watch it, but it was about 55 people actually bought tasters.
And you got lots of interaction too. I was on last night and it seemed like people really welcomed the respite from this relentless news cycle.
Yeah, I mean, someone who's always tries to take things with a pinch of salt. Like, the bar has never been mega serious, even though we sell serious things. And so just thought, just do something stupid, because it's just a whole long line of bad news. So just to give someone something to do at 6 o'clock, and also it's a good time because people get to clock off work from home. They should clock off at the exact same time as they normally do.
It gives you something to look forward to, at least kind of keep some semblance of a routine. Now, you said the wine bar is closed, but you're still selling wine and other products from the butcher shop next door. How is business going right now with things kind of half on lockdown?
It's busier than ever. It's like being at Christmas. It's like 4 days before Christmas. But the situation is not Christmas. So because I'm part of a larger group of restaurants, they all got shut. So I've got all their alcohol because we can't spend anything because we're just trying to save money to pay staff. And we've got a lot of random stock to sell off. And then with food-wise, we're just getting loads of orders of pasta, of meat, because people are buying it.
There's talk London could go into lockdown at the end of this week. Does that mean you'll have to close, or can you stay open since you're selling food and other provisions?
We don't know. If it looks like Italy, then it will potentially look like a one in, one out, and we'll have to keep it very stringent. We might make a business choice to go on full closure. The owners are very concerned that because of how uncertain the environment is, they don't know if they can pay us after the next 2 weeks because there might literally be no money left. So they're also in the mindset of saying, maybe we should just close, even though we are very happy to try and make it work. We're not looking towards it as a paycheck. We hope we can try and get some money out of it because the industry has such high unemployment at the moment. But we also have some amazing customers who we want to make sure we can service.
And it's exactly that kind of philosophy that despite these circumstances, you're not going to let that stop you from hosting wine tastings, regardless of whether people can come in. You're going to do it anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I'll continue at home for as long as possible. I mean, I've already been in talks with a few other businesses and see if I can match up with them so more people can get involved. We're all in this together.
Something to keep everyone's spirits high. Gus Gluck, co-founder of Quality Wines. Thank you so much and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.